The United Nations Security Council is imposing sanctions on four individuals accused of abuses in Darfur, Sudan. This is the first time the council has acted to punish people involved in what the United States has called a case of genocide. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
More than a year after the Security Council voted to authorize targeted sanctions against individuals in Sudan, the council took some limited steps yesterday to bar travel and freeze assets of four people. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton called it a down payment.
The Security Council is serious that its resolutions have to be complied with. It's prepared to take enforcement steps. If they're not complied with, I think it should indicate to all the parties in the conflict in Darfur we're determined to bring this to a peaceful resolution and restore peace and security for the people of Darfur who have been most adversely affected by the conflict.
But even the short list of four met resistance from, among others, China's UN ambassador Wang Guangjia, who ended up abstaining.
We want to bring those, whoever it is, as a violators to justice. But I believe that the sanctions is not a way of doing it. Secondly, I think that timing is not good.
China and Russia both argued that the sanctions could interfere with Darfur peace talks taking place in Abuja, Nigeria. But none of the four individuals on the sanctions list is involved in those talks. John Prendergast of the International Crisis Group described the sanctions vote as a step toward relevance for the UN Security Council, but he said the council started in the weakest possible way.
The preponderance of crimes against humanity have been committed by the government of Sudan. And yet the response has been to say, well, everybody's guilty, so let's nail four different people from four different elements of the conflict.
Two of the men on the list are rebels accused of ceasefire violations, a commander from the Sudan Liberation Army and one from the National Movement for Reform and Development. The most senior Sudanese official on the list is a military commander in West Darfur, Mohamed El Hassan. The fourth person is Musa Hilal, a leader of government-backed Arab militias, which were widely blamed for the most deadly attacks on villages and for uprooting more than 2 million people. Leslie Lefko, a researcher for Human Rights Watch, interviewed Musa Hilal.
He was responsible for recruiting many of the militia in Darfur, and he is personally responsible, according to the reports that we have, for commanding troops who committed serious atrocities in Darfur. So I think that is an important signal. But again, it's a question of, you know, they really need to put the people who gave him his orders on that list.
There were names of senior Sudanese government officials on a list that the UN Sanctions Committee considered. The U.S. whittled down the list in favor of this more balanced approach. Prendergast wants to see more action.
The days of complete and total impunity are over. The trick is now that the U.S. is going to have to follow up this small act with some larger ones and go after some of the bigger fish in Khartoum who are responsible for what the Bush administration calls genocide.
Activists have been urging the Bush administration to do more on another front as well, to get the United Nations to take over from a beleaguered African Union force in Darfur. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. complained that Sudan didn't even let U.N. contingency planners in recently, and that is the first step. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.